RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
About a month and a half away from Ryan Miller's Catwalk for Charity event. It's presented by the New Era Cap Foundation, and we are so glad it is back again. We want you to join us at Babeville on Friday, January 16th, this fun, fashion-forward event featuring a terrific lineup of appearances from Ryan's 05-06 teammates, live set from the Strictly Hip, open bar, and more. Visit sabres.com/catwalk to purchase yours today. Darren Dreger's coming in hot as we roll along here. Our hockey insider from TSN is booking, canceling, rebooking, canceling his February travel plans. Is that correct? What is going on Olympic-wise, Dreger?
Well, just to clarify, I was never going. At least in my mind, I thought I was going early in the summer, but evidently I didn't make the cut. So I'm not going. It's a sore spot. We won't get into it here.
How about the parking? Do you still, did you get your parking spot back?
No. There is no longer assigned parking. That, too, is a bit of a sticking point. But again, the segment isn't about any of that. It's not about my selfishness. It feels like we've got a weekly update on the Olympics, and it cuts two ways. It's either about Team USA and the players that they're considering, Team Canada, the players that they're considering, or, you know, the speculation on who should or shouldn't be on the team, all of that, or we're updating the Olympic venues. And the latest is, and Pete DeBoer, you know, as part of the Canadian staff, kind of dropped a, wouldn't call it a bomb, but significant information on Toronto radio when he said that it's actually not NHL standard ice surface dimensions. It's close to 4 feet shorter. All right, well, that's not the way it's supposed to be. I mean, there's an agreement that includes the NHL, the Players Association, I'm sure the IOC, but evidently the IOC and the IIHF signed off on this a while back. And just to give people some perspective, the Global Series, which we just saw in Sweden, right, between the Predators and the Pittsburgh Penguins. All right, well, I guess the dimensions that they're using in Milan are the same as what the Penguins and the Preds played on in Sweden. So, okay. I mean, NHL players can and will adjust. But I think what happened then is it got everybody diving into different directions here. How big of a deal is this? And then you find out that inevitably the construction delays and the issues that seem to have been dragging on now for months and months and months are still significant to a point. And let me just back up a second here, because I got the sense in poking around the length of the ice and the fact that it's just over 3 feet short, I started poking around that. And the information I got from head office of the National Hockey League is, well, that can't be accurate, or we're unaware of it. So it is accurate, but they were unaware of it. And I think that that obviously annoyed head office, and I can appreciate that. So now you fast forward to the construction delays and the issues there. And I think so when you see the quote that Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly gave to Matt Larkin of Daily Faceoff late yesterday, I saw it early yesterday evening, where he essentially says, if the venues of the building isn't ready, the NHL isn't going. All right. Okay. Well, that's a fairly threatening comment. I would say that in following up on it this morning, the full expectation by the league and the Players Association, and certainly the IOC, is that the venue will be ready for a test event in January. Now, that's not to say that there aren't concerns. Of course, there are concerns, and there is the threat that it won't be ready. And then the league and the Players Association have to make a decision they don't want to make. So it's not fear-mongering, but it's not much ado about nothing either. So it's an ongoing developing story.
Greg, so we're focusing on the main building, obviously, for the events, but there's also a secondary building that will have other games. Like, you can't just play all these games in the main building. And I saw some video circulating, and it literally looks like they put a building with four walls, and it's like, no disrespect to your local neighborhood, like, very cold rink that has metal walls everywhere, but that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, it just looks bad to say we're going back to the Olympics for the NHL for the first time since Sochi, and that's what is going to be the place where we're going to play games.
Well, the reality is you're not going to have the creature comforts that any hockey fan is accustomed to in most buildings, college buildings, major junior hockey buildings in North America. You're just not going to have that as a fan. And there are going to be some things, some of the creature comforts that NHL players now take for granted, they're not going to have. I don't have the specifics on what that means from one extreme to another, but I also don't get pushback, and I don't get the sense from talking to players, their agents, or the PA, that any of them are going to wagging a finger going, hold on a minute here. You know, if I don't have the exact dietary needs the minute I get off the ice like I do in the National Hockey League, I'm not coming. I mean, that's being ridiculous. I think that the player's focus is where it should be, and that's on doing whatever he can do to make sure that he's not only in the conversation, but he's a lock on that team. But you're right. I saw those same videos, and maybe we put the Olympic stage at a different level in terms of what our expectations of what those buildings should look like. Because the videos that I saw, even the main building is underwhelming in terms of the capacity and what it looks like. But again, we're making comparisons to some of the fantastic college arenas in North America, American Hockey League venues, major junior hockey. I mean, maybe that's an unfair comparison.
Maybe, but I mean, you rewind like 23 years at this point to Salt Lake City. And I remember a lot of people thinking that it was small-ish, but still, like, I feel like comparatively, like, you wish that building already existed right now and was ready for this 2026 Olympics, right?
Yeah, I hear you. And look, I'm sure the National Hockey League feels, because again, let's remind ourselves in this conversation of how long it took for the NHL and the Players Association to reach the agreement in the first place. Yeah. First, for those two sides to come together and recognize the value and the importance of getting NHL players back on the Olympic stage. I can assure you, if you did a poll of NHL owners, the vast majority would not support going back to the Olympics, just because you have the shutdown, the wear and tear on the players, the teams now, the risk of injury, both now and at those games and everything else. But you get through all that because you do recognize that there is value in a global identity. And it's a wonderful platform for all of that. But why isn't it ready? And why isn't it up to standard? And so, you know, if there's an annoyance, you know, the head office of the NHL and head office of the Players Association, I can assure you, when you're getting quotes like the one we read from Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly in Daily Faceoff, you can imagine what is being sent to the IOC and to the organizers and the builders and whatnot in Italy. By the way, just to wrap it up, they do have, and this is the NHLPA and the NHL, have a Zoom call organized, which is...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
A normal practice. But their next one is tomorrow, being Friday. So perhaps they'll light a fire under that group yet one more time.
When you talk about the rosters, so you got Connor Bedard, who's on fire. You got Macklin Celebrini, who's on fire. I have a guy like Morgan Geekie, who could be considered on that team. Like,
right.
Are they stressing right now? If you were to pull the Team Canada, Pete DeBoer, and everybody, like the guys that put the team together, are they stressing because of the amount of talent and maybe the conversation they may have with some agents and some players that say, sorry, bud, you're not going? Or are they going to stick more to what their team looked like last year at the Four Nations faceoff?
Well, unless there's a change of heart and position, I think that, you know, they're going to look at the success that they had at the Four Nations and, you know, the impactful players. And there were a lot of them on both Team Canada and Team USA that deserve the right to be recognized internationally one more time. And, you know, from a Canadian perspective, why tinker with success? Now, you know, you can build a case individually with some players who maybe aren't having the year that they needed to have to one more time get called to represent the country. We're talking about Tom Wilson. What a year he's having with the Washington Capitals. And if there's a pang of regret for not taking him at the Four Nations, It only comes in the fact that, okay, well, there was some tough stuff and some shenanigans that went on between Team USA and Team Canada. Mm-hmm. But Tom Wilson was in the conversation with the Four Nations. So when you went, they're not going to fight at the Olympics, but you can be certain that there is going to be aggression and there is going to be good, hard physical hockey between Canada and the United States. So what more can Tom Wilson do as an example to make Team Canada? Mm-hmm. For me, he'd be on. And you mentioned Bedard. I think that the way Canada looks at Bedard is it's wonderful that he's scoring his way into the conversation. But then you look at the underlying defensive numbers and it's not great. It's not. So Connor Bedard at his age with his level of inexperience compared to another player isn't playing in Canada's top six, probably not top nine. So if he's a fourth line player, what is he doing? Is he capable of defending? Is he a penalty kill guy? Like, I mean, you know, you could also make the case that he's played himself into a position where if he doesn't play a game at the Olympics, other than, you know, one of the games where Canada should win handily, what's wrong with that level of experience? And then look, somebody gets hurt in the top six, and now all of a sudden you've got that option. So I don't think that Canada or the U.S. are stressing about these decisions. I think, frankly, they're looking at it and going, what a good problem to have.
Yeah.
That maybe players we weren't expecting to be in this conversation at this stage absolutely are.
Injuries, of course, a huge concern for the nations who will be in the Olympics, but it's dramatically impactful to the teams that are trying to get through an 82-game season right now.
Yeah.
And many have been crushed, and Dallas got some more bad news this week.
Terrible.
So what do they do with Tyler Seguin's injury, and does that make them a player, if they put him on season-ending long-term, to actually fill that void and actively? I mean, my goodness, they picked up Rantanen last year.
Oh, like, yeah.
Could they be adding another big name now because of Seguin's situation?
An absolute tap-in for me that they do this. An absolute tap-in, because Tom Gilardi, the owner of the Dallas Stars, man, he's as hungry as anyone out there in that ownership pool. He gives Jim Neal and hockey operations all the resources needed to do what they need to do. And Jimmy Neal is wily. He is wily. And most importantly, Dallas is a destination of choice. Mm-hmm. So, you look, there's so many scenarios that could unfold between now and the trade deadline. And think of it, like, you know, there are teams that are in a pickle when they've got, when they look at the players that they'd consider trading, but these are players that have trade protection, be it a no trade clause or a no move clause. Well, obviously that gets very, very problematic. I mean, it put the Toronto Maple Leafs right in the juice at the trade deadline last year, obviously with Mitch Marner. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that if Maple Leafs management had gone to Marner earlier and said, hey, we have an opportunity to trade you to the Vegas Golden Knights, would you consider this? He'd have said, yeah. He'd have said, yeah. Because it's a destination of choice, and that's what the Dallas Stars are. So, you know, it still gets complicated. You got to make the money work. And by the way, there's a clarification that's required there, because the CBA has changed, right? So it's not like when these guys go down, you know, you use all of that money and then they magically appear in the playoffs and you're good to go. No, the only way you use the entirety of that money is if that player, in this case, Tyler Seguin, is done for the year, playoffs included. And yeah, that seems more likely than not specific to Seguin.
One of the questions, Sabres topic we had early in the show was Dahlin getting a 5-minute yesterday for, you know, boarding Trevor Zegras. I didn't anticipate any supplemental discipline in the call. Zegras played the rest of the game. But we're seeing a lot of those situations. We saw Rantanen against Romanov, where Romanov is out. Like, is the league needed to maybe have a refresher course with the players when it comes to, you know, 5 feet from the boards and in those situations?
Yeah, and only invite the top end guys, right? Because it, you know, those are the guys that seemingly are causing the difficulties here. No, I don't think so. And it's funny because after Rantanen went through his second, you know, and then ultimately because he had the two game misconducts in less than 41 days, mm-hmm. you know, he was suspended for the one game. You know, I asked the player safety department, I mean, would George Parros pick up the phone, call Mikko Rantanen and go, bud, you know, you're suspended by the rule book, but you got to stop this nonsense or we're going to have no choice. But, and then no, like, I mean, you do measure the body of the work and historically Rantanen is not that.
But Rantanen isn't that dirty, but Dahlin has had some moments in his career. Yeah. Like you're like, call him and say, be careful, bud.
Yeah. But look at, again, this is why, and we've got the Board of Governors meetings coming up early next week in Colorado Springs. And I don't think, you know, we'll get invited into the officiating presentation for that. Normally it's around the GMs, but they bring the media in and then they show us ample video evidence of, you know, some of the things they're looking at, that they're trending, tweaks that they might consider, all of that kind of stuff. The one thing that I like, one of the more recent ads, is the ability for the officials to call that major penalty and then review it. Mm-hmm. All right, did we get it right or did we get it wrong? And if they uphold, then good on them, because we're all officiating geniuses, right? Mm-hmm. On the non-reviewable plays where the officials see it in the blink of an eye, they make the call and then they've got to live with it forever. Who liked that play by Rasmus Dahlin on Trevor Zegras? Nobody.
Nobody.
Right. Including him. You know, I mean, he didn't, in the moment, he thought that it was an overreaction, I'm sure, by NHL officiating, but that's a boarding major. Dredge. And a subsequent game.
We got to fly. Thanks so much for the insight.
It's my fault.
No. And as we fly, don't forget to hit sabres.com/5050 because it's the Sabres Give 716 Holiday Raffle. Huge jackpot. Secondary prizes all presented by Northtown Automotive. Again, it runs through December 27th. Sabres.com/5050. Back after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.